Hello everyone. So far we've discussed the glottal and the pharyngeal sounds. If you haven't watched them yet, don't forget to check them out. I left the link in the description. And today we'll talk about a uvular sound. In Arabic, there is just the one sound, and that comes from the letter qaf. The letter qaf produces the sound qa, which comes from the uvula. The uvula is the part which is found at the back of the roof of your mouth. It is that soft, fleshy area, the far end, right above your throat. The qa sound is produced from a connection that happens between the raised tongue, the raised end of the tongue that is making connection with the uvula, this soft spot that we just talked about. If you're still having difficulty pronouncing the qa sound, the best way to train your muscle to properly pronounce the qa sound is while you're lying on your back. So you might be thinking, why would I want to do that? Well, when you're lying on your back, you have a higher chance of snoring because your relaxed tongue is raised automatically. Because when you're standing up, your relaxed tongue is going to look like that. But when you're lying down, with the gravity, it's going to pull your tongue a little bit backwards and it will automatically raise the back of your tongue. And when these two meet, your tongue and your uvula, when these two meet together, this produces the snoring sound. Of course, there are other types of snoring and it can happen in other ways and there are other reasons for it, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm talking about this specific type of scenario. So when you're lying on your back, your tongue is automatically raised backward and that's going to help you to pronounce the letter properly. So what we're trying to do here is when you're lying on your back, the gravity will do half of the work for you. All what you need to do now is to find out that sweet spot and just push a little stream of air through. And there you should find the qa sound. It can take a couple attempts until you get it right, but of course, practice makes perfect. And if you don't really feel comfortable lying on your back, there is just another way for you to try. If you've been a good student and you watched my previous video and mastered the ha sound, it could also work in your favor. Simply by stopping the stream of air that normally comes from the ha sound that is coming outwards, you will be able to pronounce the qa sound when you are trying to stop this stream of air. Remember, the stream is coming outwards. While it's coming out, you're going to try to stop it. There is a word that you could use that will help you train this muscle very easily. So the word you're going to train is haqqa. Haqqa. As you can see, the word contains the ha sound immediately followed by the qa. So while pushing the stream of air in the ha sound, try to stop it at halfway in order to produce the qa sound. Let's try it one more time. Ha qa. Ha qa. Notice how the tongue raises itself and hits or touches the uvula. And once it does that, the sound is produced. And now it's time for some examples to train your muscles. And what I want you to do is to pay attention to the position of my tongue and how it gets raised and a little bit backwards against my uvula. قال قال فقر فقر برق برق. Remember, the most important thing that you should pay attention not to do is to mix up the qaf and the kaf. We'll talk about the kaf in two lessons, but for now, train your ear to hear the difference between qaf and kaf. Once we get to the kaf and we know exact technique to do it properly, we will do another lesson to train using minimal pairs between qa and ka. This is going to be the end of today's lesson, everyone. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share the video for other people to learn from it. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Selam.